Effective Living with Reverend Henry Hubert. May you be blessed as you listen. Now, the message. Lord, you
made perfect. Shall we pray? Father, we ask for your blessing upon our lives. We ask that you prosper us in everything that we do. Bless the work of our hands. Cause us never to lack and make us a blessing to others. Today, even in this service, we ask that you speak to us and let us not go back home the same. I take authority against every work of the enemy, against your blessings for us. I declare every power of darkness brought under arrest in this service today. And I ask that let the glory of God and the Spirit of God have his way. And let the name of God be glorified in this place. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to conclude my teaching on gaining advantage by prophecy. I started teaching about prophecy. I define prophecy as a verbal expression of God's intended purposes to an individual or to a group of people. Amen. So when God conceives a thought or a purpose on his heart about your life or about a group of people, he makes those thoughts known. He makes them known before they happen. The reason why God does that is to let you know that he's the one doing it. Amen. So before he will ever do anything in your life, most of the time he will tell you about it. He will tell you about it. Amen. And that is why prophecy is very, very, very important in our lives. So prophecy is the verbal expression, God speaking out his intentions about your life or about your family or about your business or about your children or about anything that concerns your life. And that is prophecy. Amen. Anything other than that is not prophecy. Hallelujah. All right. I also said that prophecy is in two dimensions. We have personal prophecy, and then we have corporate prophecy. Personal prophecy is prophecy that God speaks to you personally. It's to you directly. It's to you as an individual. It does not apply to anybody else. Only you can enjoy it. Corporate prophecy is a prophecy spoken to a group of people, either to a family, to a church, to a particular department or to a particular organization or company. Corporate prophecy is very important because once you belong to a group, you must know what is the mind of God about that group. You must know whether the group is sinking or rising. Amen? Yeah, very, very important. Because God will never violate his purposes for the group to do anything different in your life. Very important. Amen. I also spoke about the different dimensions of prophecy. Prophecy comes to us in different ways. It comes to us through scripture. It comes to us through visions and dreams. It comes to us through the gift of prophecy. The gift of prophecy is the manifestation of the Holy Spirit in a believer's life that speaks forth the mind of God about people. So sometimes the Holy Spirit can manifest in anybody's life, any member of the church, any believer, anybody who is born again. Even 1 day old, born again Christian can prophesy with the manifestation of the gift of prophecy. It doesn't mean the person is a prophet or prophetess. Most of the times, once we hear somebody saying something that came to pass, the next thing we do is that we give them a title. But the gift of prophecy is a gift. When I say something is a gift, it means that you didn't work for it. You didn't earn it. The Holy Spirit just decided to manifest himself through you in that particular area. And it doesn't mean you are the most spiritual. It doesn't mean you are the most, anointed. It is a gift. Amen. A gift of prophecy. Then prophecy can also manifest through the prophetic preaching. Prophetic preaching is when a man of God is preaching, but then what he's speaking is preaching a message, but then it is coming to people at different levels with different meanings and different purposes to execute different assignments in the lives of people. Amen. Some preachings are very prophetic. Sometimes God can just can just cause his word to come to us in a way you just know that God is speaking to you about something in the future that you have to hold on to. That is why it's important to listen to the preaching of the word when you come to church. It's important to stop playing, to stop, you know, looking into your phone, to stop picking calls, because a prophetic word can come to you through the preaching of the word. And it is something that the preacher might not have planned on his outline. It is something that the preacher might not have intended from home before he came. But as he began to preach, the Spirit of God can just make him say things. He doesn't even know why he's saying it. He doesn't know who he's saying it to, but he's saying it to somebody in the house. Amen? Yeah, prophetic preaching. Then we have the atmosphere of prophecy. Atmosphere of prophecy means that a church can learn how to create an atmosphere. And that atmosphere makes it easy for everybody to have access to the spirit realm. Very easy. That's what we call the atmosphere of prophecy. Amen. Sometimes the presence of God can invade a meeting. And the purpose of that presence is not to make the man of God prophesy to people one-on-one, but it is to make everybody receive a word from the Lord directly for himself. That's what we call the atmosphere of prophecy. So in that atmosphere, the man of God may not have to go and tell anybody anything, but everybody by himself receiving a word and knowing that God is talking to him. Amen. Very, very important. Then we have the prophetic anointing, and then we have the office of the prophet. I also spoke about the importance of prophecy. Why is prophecy very, very, very important? Anything God does is important. Amen. God doesn't do anything for the sake of it. Anything God does is important. And prophecy is of God. Hallelujah. And so prophecy is important. And there are many reasons why prophecy is important. It gives you a sense of direction. Prophecy helps you to know where you are going. It helps you to know that your life is not wasting away. It helps you to know that it is not over with you. It helps you to know that there is more to your life than meets the physical eyes. Amen? Prophecy gives you hope. Prophecy can make you be excited with no money in your pocket. With the worst situation you find yourself in, prophecy can just make you to keep your heads up and have hope about tomorrow. Amen? That's why we need prophecy, to encourage us, to strengthen us, to give us an expectation, to keep looking forward to something that is coming. Amen? That's why if you hear a prophecy that makes you depressed, it's not from God. Because prophecy is supposed to give you hope. Prophecy is supposed to make you know that God is still in control and that is not lost control and that nothing happens in your life by coincidence. Prophecy will let you know that nothing happens in your life by coincidence. Amen. Prophecy also helps you to know how to pray. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18 said, concerning the prophecies that have gone ahead of you, by them you can wage a good warfare. So prophecy enables you to do battle. It enables you to know how to pray. Amen? Elijah received a word from the Lord that rain was coming, but the sky was still clear. But he knew God had spoken. So he knew how to go to the mount, put his head on the ground, and pray 7 hours, probably. Amen? Yeah, so sometimes you can receive prophecy, but you still need to do a lot of praying. But you pray in hope. You pray with expectation. You pray with the assurance. The servant came and said, I don't see anything. Elijah said, go again. You will see something by all means. You will see something. Amen? The last time, the seventh time, the servant came and said, I see something, but it is not impressive. I see a little cloud, like the hand of a man. Elijah said, that is enough. If you don't have prophecy, people can make you despise your days of little beginnings. People can make you despise something great God is about to do. But when you know that God has spoken to you, sometimes great things will begin little. Elijah said, that's it. Once you've seen a cloud, God is about to move. Amen. Prophecy helps you to prepare. There are certain prophecies that comes to make you prepare. Amen. If God tells you that you're going to be the next president in 10 years' time, there's a lot of work to do. There's a lot of work. You can't just sleep and become president. So prophecy comes to help you prepare. There are things God will tell you, you know that you have to stop playing around with your life. You just know that you need to get to work, serious work on your life. Amen? And preparation has to do with both bad things and good things. Amen. How do you handle prophecy? That's what I want to talk about today. How do you handle prophecy? Five ways we can handle prophecy. So now you receive a prophecy, either through a vision or a dream, or through the preaching of the word, or through a scripture you were reading that came to you, you believe it's a prophecy. How do you handle prophecy? How? Because this subject is so important. This part of this subject is so important for me because I've seen many people, the more prophecy they receive, the more frustrated they became. I realized that people collect more prophecies don't amount to much. I don't know why. I think this may be the reason. Hallelujah. I've been to churches. I used to pastor a church, and I think I've shared this testimony once. There was a lady in the church. I believe God called her into ministry. Every man of God who come to my church will give her a prophecy. Very powerful prophecies. But as I'm talking now, she's not in the ministry because she has a serious mental problem. You know, spent a number of years in a prayer camp in chains because she had a mental problem. The fact that you receive prophecy doesn't mean anything. There is a very big gap between "thus says the Lord" and "it came to pass." "Thus says the Lord." Everybody say, "thus says the Lord." Somebody say, "it came to pass." Between these two words, there is a big gap. Many people are able to cross that gap. I will explain to you why probably this lady's life, like many, many other people I've seen, receive powerful prophecies. Life is still the same. Something must be wrong. Either God was lying or something is wrong with the person. And the last time I checked, the Bible says God is not a man to lie. Amen. Amen. The same God who spoke to somebody in the church and the thing happened is the same God who spoke to you. If it didn't happen, we should ask, why is it that the same God who spoke to somebody and it happened, spoke to you and it's not happening? Hallelujah. Five ways to handle prophecy. The first one is what? Judge the prophecy. Judge. The second one is write it down. Third, believe it. Fourth, pray with it. Prophecy doesn't make you go to sleep. It makes you a target of the devil. Hallelujah. When you receive prophecy, you come under a target. The day Joseph said, I had a dream. That was the day his brothers began to hate him. Everything was fine until Joseph said, "I had a dream." Hallelujah. So prophecy must wake you up to prayer. The last one is prepare towards it. Amen. So I want to take the first one, judging prophecy. Why do we need to judge prophecy? How can God speak and then we human beings must judge it? Hallelujah. You know, I've heard many people say, "Hey, this is God talking. Stop challenging God." When you hear anybody say that, you know that already the prophecy is suspicious. Anybody who comes to prophesy and tell you that this is God, don't challenge it. You must be suspicious of the person. Amen. Why should God give a prophecy and it should be judged? Because not all prophecies come from God. Amen. 1 John 4, verse 1. It said, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit." Wow. But what? Test. Amen. Test. Somebody say test. Test the spirits, whether they are of God. Why? Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. This false prophet issue has been there since Bible days. Amen. So I'm not the first to talk against false prophets. Even John, the apostle of Christ, spoke about it. Are you seeing it in your Bible? Yeah. All right. Verse 2. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ. So now John began to say that this is how you judge prophecy. This is how you test it. This is how you evaluate it. You see, that's why I put it the first one, because the other four depends on the first. If you judge it wrongly, what will happen? You will believe the wrong thing. You will pray with the wrong thing. You will write down the wrong thing. And you prepare for the wrong thing. So many people have believed a false prophecy. They are praying with false prophecy. They have written down plenty of false prophecies. And they are preparing for false prophecy. So the first one is the most important. And if that's the only one I can teach today, that'll be fine. The rest, you know how to believe. Don't you know how to believe? Yeah, you know how to write things down, don't you know? You know how to write. But this, the judging prophecy, that's where we have a lot of issues. Amen. Amen. In the book of 1 Corinthians 14, verse 29, the Bible says that, let two or three prophets speak, and let others do what? Judge. That is the apostle speaking by the Spirit. Let two or three prophets speak. Even if somebody is called a prophet, his prophecy must still be judged by people, you and I, in the church. Especially you that the person said he saw a vision about. You should judge it because it's dangerous to believe something that is a lie. And I will soon show you many times you can believe a lie. Yeah, verse 30. But if anything is revealed to another prophet who sits by, let the first keep silent. The next verse. For you can all prophesy one by one that all may learn and be encouraged. Next verse. And the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets. Wow, these are heavy matters. Amen. So in the church, Paul said to the Corinthian church, you can have more than one prophet prophesying in one service. It can be two prophets, it can be three prophets. But even if they are 10, make sure that everything each person says is judged. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he said, if you are a prophet or you are a zealous brother and you believe that you have seen a vision, once somebody else is speaking, you keep quiet and wait for the person to finish. Then you speak. Yeah, that is what Paul is saying. But the important thing you see there is that he said prophecy must be judged. And the maturity of the prophetic ministry is that you must know you have it under control. Having prophecy under control means exercising maturity in even the way you say it. For instance, it's not everything God tells me about Dr. Bekun right now that I should say it publicly. I should know which one to say publicly and which one to tell him secretly. And I should even know which ones to not say at all. And there are many times I've seen things about people, I don't say it because it's not good. There are times God showed me to our people. The reason why he showed it to you is so I can pray for them. Maybe evil is coming your way. Why should I come and tell you? It is a prophet who wants to impress you that will come and tell you. And sometimes when you hear, you feel like, oh, so all these things are coming and my pastor hasn't seen it. But a pastor who is mature knows what to tell people and what not to tell. There are things you see about people, you just pray for them, intercede for them to avert it. So not all prophecies come from God. And God himself has said in his word, like we just saw in 1 Corinthians 14, that prophecy should be judged. Amen. Now, the next thing I want to see is that all prophecies come from one of three sources. All prophecies come from one of three sources. Are you with me? Anytime somebody says that says that, it may be coming from one of these three sources. You want to know them? The first one is God. Prophecy can come from God. The second one is that a prophecy can come from the devil. Wow. The third one is that prophecy can come from self. That's more of a shocker, isn't it? So in your lifetime, I want you to know today that there are times when God will speak to you, either personally or he will speak to you through people. So any prophecy you receive can come from God. There are times when God wants to speak to you. There are also times when the devil speaks, and sometimes he can speak through people. Sometimes people can have dreams about you that is not from God. You must be able to judge the dream. People can see visions about you that is not from God. Hallelujah. So why would the devil show somebody a vision about you? To make you deviate from the way of the Lord. To bring confusion into your life. To divert you from the right track. Let's read Jeremiah 23:13. It says, I have seen folly in the prophets of Samaria. They prophesy by Baal and cause my people Israel to err. Hallelujah. They prophesy by what? Baal. So there are people who contact demonic spirits and they can also prophesy by demonic spirits. These prophets, God was telling Jeremiah, they are prophesying by a demonic spirit. Baal is a demonic spirit. In fact, in the days of Elijah, Jezebel had an idol called Baal, and the idol had prophets in large quantities. In fact, Elijah had to deal with 400 of them, and they were called prophets in Israel, but they were called prophets of Baal. So not everybody who has the title prophet is of God. Verse 14 says something. Also, I have seen what? A horrible thing, the prophets of Jerusalem. They commit adultery and walk in lies. They also strengthen the hands of evildoers so that no one turns back from his wickedness. All of them are like Sodom to me, and her inhabitants like Gomorrah. So God said, a prophet who is prophesying by demonic spirit, one of the things they do is that they encourage evil doing. You will never hear such people teaching the word, explaining scripture, encouraging people to build their lives on the word of God, to make the word of God a standard for their lives. Prophets that are not of God, they don't teach the word to help people walk with God. They don't encourage people to draw close to God. Hallelujah. They promise you any kind of miracle, just like fetish priests do. You know, you can go to a fetish priest and ask a fetish priest to kill somebody for you, and he will kill. And there are prophets in church today. You can go to them and say, I like that woman's husband, and I want you to pray for me so I can get the man. I want you to work the man for me. Hallelujah. Work the man for me. That is not of God. A prophet of God will tell you that it is against God's command to take somebody's husband. Hallelujah. A prophet of God will not tell people to call on the radio and receive prophecies, because you can't prophesy to an unbeliever. If somebody is an unbeliever listening to you on radio, the first thing the person needs is to give his life to Jesus. And the only prophecy an unbeliever needs is that he's going to hell and that he needs to give his life to Jesus. Are you with me? That is very important. So prophecies can come from the devil. Sometimes prophecies can also come from self. Are you surprised? What I'm trying to say is that somebody can come and give you a prophecy. That's it. Like, all he's telling you is his own intentions. Yes. It is something he wants you to do. But he knows if he tells you, you will not obey. So he will put God on it, put it together and come and tell you. And this is very common. It's common among Christians. It's common among men of God. You know, sometimes some men of God, because they have lost their spirit, they are going to preach in a church. They will send people to go and find out information about people, about the church. Even this year, there are some people who come here like that. Once in a while, they come and sit down. You know, one day I was in my office and a young guy came. He said, God has sent him to me. I said, unfortunately, I'm very busy. So I asked him to go and see Prophet Samuel. Maybe he will have a little time. Fortunately, he had time. But I find out this guy used to come to the church here and hear things. And everything he told Prophet Samuel were things that is happening in our church. And he doesn't know, I know that he has been coming to church. That's why you have to be careful. Yeah, many times people call me. Yeah, many times. Especially last year. It happened a lot last year. And I know why. You call me. Is that Pastor Hubert? I say, yes. The Lord has given me a word for you. I said, wait a minute. Who are you? How did you get my number? Hallelujah. Because, you know, my conviction is that God will never give a message to a stranger to give me. I am too close to him. Amen. I'm not a fool. There are pastors you can do that to. Yeah. And so you have to be careful. These days, people go on Facebook. It's so easy to find out a lot of things about you on Facebook. They'll come to you and tell you a lot of things. But it's all Facebook. Oh, my God. If God hasn't spoken to you, why don't you just shut up? And sometimes, even in the church, you can easily get deceived by people. They'll come to you. They'll tell you, you know, I had this dream about you. And he didn't have any dream. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. You know, when people come to me and start talking, I start listening to my spirit. Because I've heard the voice of God for a long time. You can't come and play games with me at all. I've grown past that. But people come to me and say all manner of things. I'm just listening. Hey, okay, thank you. Yeah. Ezekiel chapter 13, he said, and the Lord came to me saying, look at this. Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel who prophesy and say to those who prophesy out of their own heart. They prophesy out of where? Their own heart, their own mind, their own intentions. Hear the word of the Lord. Verse 3. That says the Lord, woe to the foolish prophets who follow their own spirits and have seen what? They didn't see anything. It's all personal distance. Amen. Yeah, sometimes people even try to manipulate me. They want to use me to do something. Even couples do that. Sometimes a man will call me, you know, my wife. Okay, I'll talk to her, but I will not prophesy about it. Are you understanding me? Yes, because this guy can come and tell me, Pastor, you know, there's something, you know, that this guy is doing. I want you to find a way, you know. So because I don't want him to know that it was someone who showed me, then I'll call and say, you know, God is showing me that you have to be very reckless. No. But God didn't show me anything. Yeah. I was in a car with my pastor, and then a young prophet called. Most of the time, it's a young prophet who make this. Oh, crazy. A young prophet called. And so I saw that you were traveling with Dr. Otabo to US. And my pastor was traveling the following week with Dr. Otabo to US. So my pastor, Cadeline, told me that, no, this guy has heard something from somewhere. You must be matured. He said, this guy, and the guy is a prophet too. But pastor told me, this guy, he heard something from somewhere. So he called somebody and said, have you had any conversation about this prophet, about my traveling? He said, yes, I did. Wow. The prophets are out of their own heart. They have seen nothing. Sometimes a nice guy come to propose to you. Then you go and tell another sister who is also believing God for the guy. He says, can you pray with me? You know, this guy, I'm not sure. You hear some prophecies. You yourself, you know that they are prophesying to you. Hallelujah. Yeah. Manipulations, deception. So prophecies come from people's deliberate intentions. It's very important. So the moment you are hearing that, you should ask yourself, is this one, is it from God? Is it from the devil? Is it from the person himself? What is he looking for? Amen. Very, very important. So how do you judge prophecy? Two things to do. The first one is discern the prophecy. The second one is discern the prophets. Amen. You have to take the whole prophecy, analyze it, and then take the prophet himself and subject him to scrutiny. Very, very important. When you do that, you'll be very safe. Because I've seen people who have made terrible decisions because of a prophecy. Marriages are broken down because somebody said something. I know a great man of God in this country who left his wife because a young prophet told him the wife is a witch. What a shock. Hallelujah. I know another man. This man used to support a young prophet with a lot of money and a lot of things. So one day, this young prophet and his friend were going somewhere, and the man's sister saw them, knew them, and gave them a lift. Are you following the story? So this woman is the elder sister of the man who has been supporting this young prophet financially. And this young prophet had a call and forgot that he was in somebody's sister's car. And he was discussing this man with another person, and the come on, the discussion was not very good. Then when he got the call, then the friend said, but the sister is here. Hallelujah. So now there's trouble, isn't it? Because the sister may tell her brother that this young prophet is dangerous. He said, this is what you say. So do you know what this prophet did? He went straight to the man and told him that the sister is a witch. Wow. And this is a guy who is very sharp in the spirit. Anything he says, it comes to pass. Anything he sees, so this man has come to believe this young prophet so much that he couldn't add common sense to this. But okay, why did he tell this man that his sister is a witch? To prevent him from believing anything that will come to be said. Now, I want to tell you something. Usually, when people come to start telling something about another person, think about it. Is there a reason why suddenly this person is speaking evil to me about this woman? Is it that the person knows this woman may tell me something? So he want to destroy our relationship. And I've seen many good relationships destroyed by lies. Under the guise of visions or prophecy, I've seen people have become suspicious of their destiny helpers. Somebody that was destined to help you. Another person who is wicked and vicious and evil, who want to destroy you and mess you so that you and him will remain at the same level. You come and tell him, be careful about that, brother. If somebody comes to you and tell you that, be careful about this person. And he didn't tell you why. Be careful. Are you hearing me? If somebody comes to you and tell you, hey, brother, be careful about this, your friend. There are some things I don't want to say it. No, I don't like those kind of things. If you don't want to say it, then why are you talking? If you don't want to say it, in fact, why are you talking about it? You know, many years ago, a friend of mine did something to me. And another friend was there when he did the thing. Are you understanding me? Then he later realized that, no, this friend will tell me what he has done. Very bad thing, I will not say it. Yeah. So a week later, he called the same friend, told him that, be careful with Pastor Hubert, because there are some things he has been saying about you. Me, I don't want to say anything. If I say, you go and kill yourself. Suicide. Hallelujah. This world is a very wicked world. Very, very wicked world.
You know, that's why I don't care what people say about me, because I'll get to hear it anyway. Why? So this brother, you know what he did? He believed it. So he stopped coming close to me, stopped calling me. And haven't you seen that the other prophet's intention has been achieved? His intention was to keep this guy from coming close to me so that he would tell me that he was doing something bad. Yeah, sometimes that's what happens. You have to know. Amen? So you need to discern the prophecy, whether it's coming from God. Hallelujah. 7 important characteristics of every godly prophecy. Every prophecy that comes from God has this characteristic. Number one, it agrees with scripture. Amen? Yeah, no prophecy will violate the scripture. Number two, it brings you closer to God. Prophecy is supposed to draw you closer to God, not suck you away from God. Prophecy is supposed to make you closer, holier, upright, godly, and good. Prophecy is supposed to focus on Christ. Magnify Christ in your life, not magnify the prophet. I've said this here all the time.
Hope you've been blessed by today's message. You can contact Reverend Hubert on 030-340-7970 or 024-33-11201. Remain blessed.